Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. By the way, I've been reading all of the posts. If you'd like to post on our YouTube live channel, just go to YouTube, put in Mark Reardon Show. You can literally be a part of the show today. I'm reading them. I'm responding. There's some twisted takes on It's a Wonderful Life 2025 and how that would go. All of this is available at YouTube.com, Mark Reardon Show. I wanted to reach out to Nick Fondacaro. I've talked to him several times. He's with Newsbusters. There's some things out that I wanted his perspective on. And Nick, welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for having me on, Brad.
It's good to talk to you again, sir. I want to start with this because we've seen that CBS has been making some big cuts lately, some of their on-air personalities. What's behind some of these cuts that we're reading about in the news?
Yeah, a lot of these, what you're seeing, a lot of it is being attributed to Barry Weiss by a lot of like the alarmists on the left. But a lot of this was actually coming down from CBS CEOs before she even got into the building, because, you know, they just had the acquired by Sundance. And when you have new leadership come in, especially new executives, they want to clean sweep a lot of things, cut out a lot of the fat. So a lot of this is like the usual corporate new owners coming in, making a lot of cuts, trying to reshape the thing in their image. And of course they want to do that. CBS is in a distant third place when it's coming to competing against NBC, ABC. So a lot of this is them trying to slim down and get ready to compete, go after second place with NBC, and then maybe reclaim the top crown and knock down ABC.
Well, I know it's easy to say, oh, this is because of the merger. We're going to blame those evil corporations for cutting people. But as I've been looking into this, the CBS Evening News and the CBS Saturday Morning News, both of those have slipped almost 20% in total viewers, and that's in just this year. They've slipped. Of course, Fox News continues to dominate. So isn't some of this the result of just folks abandoning what we call mainstream media?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And the reason they're going to do this cuts is because CBS, a lot of the journalists there, are more interested in using CBS as a platform for themselves rather than a way to inform the public. They use this as like a place where they can say their own political opinions and get themselves as part of the conversation. So with the executives sort of making these cuts, they're sending the message of, hey guys, we're going to try to get back to honest journalism here. And that's what, when Barry Weiss took over, she came in and said, hey guys, this is going to be, here are 10 points of what I want our journalism to look like. And among these are respect for the audience enough to tell them the truth plainly, whatever, wherever it leads, and to hold both sides of the American, both American political parties equal scrutiny, give them equal scrutiny. And that's why you're seeing a lot of this freak out from the Oliver Darcy's of the world, the Brian Stelter's of the world, John Dickerson at CBS upping and leaving before saying he's going to leave by the end of the year. A lot of these people are acting as these ideological police worried that CBS is going to go away from the hard, fast liberalism. And it's that hard, fast liberalism that has had them slip into third place.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking, Nick, I'm just shaking my head thinking about, excuse me, how when last year in the presidential election, Jeff Bezos told the Washington Post editorial staff that they should not endorse any candidate because newspapers are supposed to be seen as objective. And when you endorse a candidate, you're now removing all essence of objectivity. And the almost the entire editorial board resigned in protest because they, by definition, wanted to be non-objective, wanted to be liberally biased, and resented the fact that they were asked to be fair.
Exactly. Like, I've always had this negative idea of, even like with like campus papers and stuff like that growing up and coming up in college, of papers sort of giving endorsements to candidates, because even if it's the quote unquote like opinion pages, it's still the masthead, like the letterhead of the paper saying, these are the people at least some of us want to support. These are the ones that we're willing to put in print that you should support as well. And that's what you're seeing with a lot of this, where a lot of them are obviously to the left. They frame 60 Minutes was the last couple of years has just been the center point of all of this controversy, where they're cutting out embarrassing sort of like droning on by Kamala Harris, sort of manipulating things when it's against Trump or Ron DeSantis. And now you're seeing this sort of working, this effort now to sort of get them back on track. And they've had all sorts of the reason they're also down in third is because they've had all these scandals, like Dan Rather was just making things up about George W. Bush, or Charlie Rose sex scandals, and like all of these other different things going on.
Well, Nick, I will tell you, there used to be a publication in St. Louis called the Riverfront Times, and it was progressive left. It was you know, it made Mamdani look like a conservative. It was that far left. And I always appreciated when they would pick candidates for office, because I could tell people, whoever the Riverfront Times picks, vote for the other guy. I mean, it was actually, it was pretty accurate. But hey, I want to move on because we're talking to Nick Fondacaro. I know your time is precious. You're with Newsbusters. And I understand that Newsbusters has a study coming out on late night comedy shows. Tell us about how the late night comedy shows are biased.
Yeah, so lately what we're seeing is like this massive sort of backing of Mamdani going after his opponents, Cuomo, Swilla, Eric Adams when he was in, just sort of most of all their stuff, like 90-something percent of the time, is just going after his opponents and basically trying to help clear the way for Mamdani.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, that's interesting because, of course, we heard when not Jimmy Fallon, but Jimmy Kimmel was suspended, mm-hmm. When Stephen Colbert's show was announced that it was going to be canceled, you had the left were just lining up militantly stating that this was a biased move by these big corporate media to silence the left, and yet aren't they literally doing the same thing by making jokes to promote a self-described socialist who's running for the mayor of New York City?
Exactly. Denigrating his opponents while not really trying to apply critically anything to him. We hear, especially with the Jimmy Kimmel, we're told that the jester is speaking truth to power and are the ones that are supposed to put the real microscope on and do it in a funny way to make the say the emperor doesn't have any clothes. Meanwhile, they're refusing to look at the guy that they want to get to win because they want to back him, like John Oliver pushing recently for single-payer health care, all of these socialist communist things. And they like the guy. They want to support him. And he's pushing those far left policies without being a blowhard, angry, nasty guy like de Blasio was. So he has the de Blasio policies without the de Blasio attitude that nobody liked. And so they're like, okay, this is the guy that we want to bring this radical far left change, and they're willing to do that. And that's why you're seeing all of the ratings go down for late night, because it is no longer a we're going to poke fun at everybody thing. We're not going to put humor first. This is going to be like struggle sessions where we're just going to rage against Trump, rage against Republicans, and try to boost our guys.
Yeah, but if you look at the stats, Nick, and of course we're talking to Nick Fondacaro. He's an associate editor at Newsbusters. If you look at the stats, shows like Colbert cost enormous millions of dollars per year to produce because they have this enormous staff, lots of people cranking out these stale old jokes, and yet and they get no ratings, and yet you compare that to Gutfeld over on Fox, which has almost no staff. It costs almost nothing to produce, and yet it's killing everything in late night.
Exactly. And Colbert is losing money hand over fist, like tens of millions of dollars, rather. And when people point that out, they're like, oh, no, it's because he made fun of Trump. It's like, no, he's literally financially with CBS. CBS is not financially solvent. Like, his show is not able to make money.
No, yeah. You know what? When the water's coming in the sinking boat, you got to bail the water, right? And then you got to stop. Mm-hmm. You got to plug the hole. And that's what they're doing. They're plugging the hole on the sinking ship by getting rid of Colbert. But, oh, no, no, it's all about Trump. It's all about bias. Hey, I want to make sure that we have time to get to this because I watch a lot of television coverage. I've been watching this about the shutdown. And what have you been seeing in terms of the bias from the mainstream media when it comes to reporting the shutdown?
Of course, what we're seeing is a lot of saying like this is Republican stuff. You're not seeing them really go into the details of it. They'll acknowledge that the Americans don't know the nitty gritty of trying to get a continuing resolution passed or even know what it is. Meanwhile, they won't really explain that. It's like, oh, hey, most Republicans support the CR and Democrats need to come on board because they need to pass this with a supermajority. But they just keep making it about Republicans this, Republicans that. And you have like these pseudo news shows like The View, which is underneath the ABC News umbrella, coming out today and saying that the Republican plan is to just hold Americans hostage against their health care just so they can give tax breaks to their corporate friends. And it's like they're using a lot of this like sort of like incendiary rhetoric against Republicans now in this to make them seem incredibly dangerous. And this, especially with the current political climate and what we've seen, it's very dangerous, a lot of this coverage now.
Well, it is dangerous, Nick, because when you look, I think we've had 12 or 13 now votes in the Senate to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open or to reopen the government. It's failed every time. Only the Democrats are voting against it. And it's so disingenuous when you get the mainstream media saying the Republicans have shut the government down when they literally 100% of the Republicans in the Senate, even Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, have voted to reopen the government and only the Dems voted to keep it closed.
Yeah, you're not seeing a lot of coverage of, I believe it was Representative Clark, who was doing an interview with Fox News and came out and admitted that this was them using their leverage. Like, you're not seeing a lot of repeating of that clip, especially like if this was a Republican sort of giving the letting the cat out of the bag about like what it is or why it is they're doing a certain thing, it would be all over the place. It'd be like, look at this embarrassing moment. And you're not really seeing like the wall-to-wall coverage of that kind of thing.
Right. And then what was the quote from from Chuck Schumer whenever he said that the longer the shutdown lasts, the better we look? It was something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. It's like they're openly stating that this is optics-based, like this is why they're doing it, and none of the media want to really pounce on them about that or show it because they're on the same team. They're wearing the same jerseys, and they don't need to go into like a meeting to like secretly talk about like, oh, well, how are we going to help them? They wear the same jerseys. You know what you're not going to cover. You know what you're going to cover because they're your side, and you're going to do what you think is best.
Mm. Yeah, I also think it's interesting that the Dems keep voting to keep the government closed. So people who get SNAP benefits are going to go hungry just so that the Democrats can make a point about Obamacare. To me, it's outrageous. But hey, we're out of time. Nick Fondacaro, you're an associate editor with Newsbusters. How can people find you and Newsbusters online?
What they should do is go to newsbusters.org.
Excellent. And keep pumping out the good material, my friend. I love following you at newsbusters.org. And thanks for joining us this afternoon here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we've got more coming up after the break. Stick around. Brad Young in for Mark Reardon on St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.